Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Nathan Zagura here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. No update on Josh McCown, still in the concussion protocol. Yesterday, Mike Pettine saying that they were going to explore all options last night and decide what they would do if he were even healthy. I talked about yesterday how I think this is a defining moment and a defining decision for this football team and what direction they want to go after Johnny Manziel proved he can win in the National Football League. He is your future. I think it is time to make him your present. I would not be surprised, however, if the Cleveland Browns decide to stick with Josh McCown, because I think that they believe that he gives them the best chance to win on Sunday. And I get that rationale, but I'm looking at a bigger picture. That's what I'm trying to do. And I'll tell you what, though, to be fair, after seeing the Jets defense against Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts, it makes that 17-play, 90-yard drive of Josh McCown more impressive, certainly. Going forward, I thought the Jets were dominant last night. The Colts looked absolutely lost with all of their new weapons and toys, etc. So maybe that lends some credence to Josh McCown. I've talked to players in the locker room, and I can tell you that they don't have a preference. They want a quarterback that can go out and get them 21 points and help them win. That's the defensive side of things. The offensive side, they don't really have preference. They feel very confident in both guys. And I would say that the confidence in Johnny Manziel has gone up tenfold from a year ago. And I really picked up on it during, you know, when you looked at the preparation for the weekend, the comments that were being made during the week leading up to the Titans game. Players were talking about Johnny Manziel in terms of his execution. It was kind of a given now. They felt that he could command the huddle. They felt that he could call the plays, that he knew the game plan. It was just about like what is for any other player, going out and executing. And I think Johnny Manziel did that. Was he asked to do a ton? No. Did he make the plays when he had to do? Yes, he did, including the one to Travis Benjamin. And I think pretty cool for those of you who like to get into all 22 film. I did a little in the film room on that play, on the last one where he rolled out left, broke down the formation of what the Titans were doing, what the Browns were doing, went through the play. You can get that at CleveLandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. But our Ohio Business Machine hot topics of the day are this. Who gives you the better chance to win Sunday? Johnny Manziel, Josh McCown. Make your case to Mike Pettine and the coaching staff today for who you think should start. Has Manziel done enough to warrant getting the start on Sunday? Absolutely, he does. And if you were Mike Pettine, how long would you wait for announcing a starting quarterback? Would you keep the Raiders guessing until Sunday morning? Matt Wilhelm out today. In is Dave DiNatale, our producer. He's going to be working with me on the show today. We're going to get some Kevin Jones along with Andrew Gribble for the roundtable in the second hour, maybe even a little more Kevin Jones before that. We've got After Further Review. We'll take your phone calls, of course, 216-578-0850. And Dino, let's just get your thoughts right off the top here on this quarterback situation. Do you have a strong preference one way or the other? And how are you looking at this decision and how it needs to be made?
You know, we spent a lot of time yesterday, Nathan, on the Hooley show talking about this. It is. I think you said it perfectly to start the show. It really is, for so early in a season, such a huge decision, because once you make it, you've got to be committed to it. You know, once you if you say, look, we're going to go with Manziel, he showed us enough. We feel like that, you know, it's his time now to really show us what he can do. Then you got to stick with it. And so, because you don't want to be going back and forth on this all year. I think it's Manziel's time. I really do. I think he now, to me, looks like somebody who you at least you have trust in him. And I think, by the way, I'm glad you also brought up your diagram. I enjoyed going on to your Twitter site yesterday. I saw you diagram that play.
It was fun.
It was fun. But it showed me that the Browns have trust in Johnny. To let him run that kind of play on third and six in that situation told me a lot about how Mike Pettine and Coach DeFilippo and Coach O'Connell and everybody else view Johnny now. They're okay letting him really unleash the offense a little bit, and I thought that was big. And I'd like to see where it can go from here.
I agree. And, you know, what was amazing about that play, when you go and you do watch that film breakdown at CleanBrowns.com, the Browns mobile app, it's on my Twitter, at Nathan Zagura. When Johnny Manziel saw Travis Benjamin for the first time, remember, he was rolling left. He was between the 40 on the field and the north sideline. Travis Benjamin was between the 20 on the field and the south sideline. So the sight that he had was unbelievable. To square his shoulders, when he threw the ball, Travis Benjamin was still outside that 20. And for that throw to be made to the middle of the field with that strength rolling left, just an unbelievable play. And when you see that, and we show you the view from the side, the all 22 up top, and also the end zone view. The fact that he got away from Brian Orakpo was pretty impressive, especially when you looked at it from the goal line view. This is a guy coming off the edge completely unblocked. Johnny kind of had the eyes in the back of his head, made the move, and got out there. And it was a good play, and obviously it's what set people home happy. And, Dino, to me, when you look at the decisions that were made this offseason for this team, a lot of what I would call short-term decisions were made. And what I'm asking the organization to do is to make the long-term decision. Mike Pettine, make the long-term decision right here. Give Johnny Manziel, who is your future and should be your present at this point, the opportunity to go forward. Derek Carr, Blake Bortles, clearly were better already 2 weeks into this season than they were a year ago because of the opportunity to play. And frankly, you know, you're at ESPN Cleveland. If Tony Grossi, who last week said that Johnny Manziel had no business playing in the NFL and they should start Austin Davis instead, yes, is now calling for Johnny Manziel, I mean, I think what more needs to be said?
Yeah, I just did a show this morning with him on our Hey Tony show on our podcast. You know, Tony's convinced. Hey, listen, you know, I'm ready to see him. And and Tony brought up another point that, you know, McCown really is more suited to being the relief quarterback than Johnny is, playing to come in on limited reps during the course of a week and come in and relief pitch if something happens to Manziel, injury or just ineffectiveness. Manziel needs full reps to be successful.
Yeah, you got to see as much as you can going forward. And to me, this is a decision that should be made as soon as possible. Again, Bleacher Report reporting sources saying that they're going to go with McCown. And again, I would not be surprised if they do go with Josh McCown. But if you're going to go with Johnny Manziel, go out and say it right now. Go out and say it right now. Go into practice tomorrow with everybody on the team knowing that, hey, the guy that just went out there and quarterbacked you to a victory, didn't do it on himself, it was a team effort, but the guy who is quarterbacked you to victory, the guy who we drafted in the first round 2 years ago, who has turned his life around, referencing January 17th when he went to a treatment facility in his post-game press conference, that he's going to be the guy. We're going to go forward with him. He presents, I think, more challenges for a defense than Josh McCown does. And I think if he can continue to develop, he is going to give you the best chance to win week in and week out. Talent-wise, it's there. And I love what Josh McCown did, but I think you're right. He comes in a situation where he's better suited to deal with this switch than it was certainly last year, where you had what I would call a divisive force.
Yes.
And a combustible situation.
Yeah, I mean, Josh McCown has, a fundamental understanding of his role here. He's a bridge quarterback. He's the guy to get you to the next guy. Brian Hoyer didn't think of himself as a bridge quarterback. He thinks, rightly or wrongly, he should be a starting quarterback in the NFL. It's a different mentality in that quarterback room this year to last year.
Completely. And it also is, it's more collaborative. It is more unified.
Definitely.
And I think that's helped. I think that's helped Johnny Manziel. I said before this season started, I already said that I believe had Josh McCown been the quarterback last year that Johnny was competing with or working with, that Johnny would have been starting day one this year and we wouldn't have as much as stuff. Not to say that his off-field things would have been as bad. I think that could have been helped by having a more of a productive environment for him in the building. But I think that Josh McCown, just as the mentor, is certainly better positioned to do that. Now, do you feel strongly right now, and I'll ask you this because we were talking about it with Matt yesterday, do you feel strongly that there is a significant difference in the ceiling for the Cleveland Browns in 2015 with Josh McCown versus Johnny Manziel?
No, I don't, actually.
And to me, that makes the decision right there.
Yeah, I don't, because here's the thing. I still think, you know, no matter which quarterback you have, we saw the Browns on Sunday, Nathan, still be able to, you know, they execute defense, run the football, and win the special teams game. So either, to me, which quarterback you have, I think you're still going to win pretty close to the exact same amount of games. It just might be, you know, Hooley brought up a point which I thought was spot on. With Johnny, you may win games you expect to lose because he can make plays like he did in the fourth quarter in that Travis Benjamin touchdown, but because of the inexperience and possible turnovers, you might lose a game that, well, maybe you came in expecting to win.
It's like for the golfers out there, the guys who hit that nice soft cut they're going to be consistent, whereas the guys who hit that big draw, they're going to make a lot more birdies and they're going to make a lot more bogeys. And I think it's an apropos and an apt discussion there. I think that he is a guy that, yes, he can hit that home run. He can hit that big play for you. Josh McCown did that, to be fair, in Chicago. But even though Travis Benjamin's off to a historic start, Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffery are a little bit different than what the Browns have to bring to bear at wide receiver. And Martellus Bennett also different at tight end. And Matt Forte different at running back. So a different set of skill position players. If you believe, and this organization really sits down and discusses and believes that the ceiling is not that much different with the two of them, then the answer is simple. You play Johnny Manziel. Now, they may believe that the ceiling is incredibly different. And in that case, maybe that's why they stick with Josh McCown. But when I look at Johnny, I see the ceiling being maybe even higher with Johnny should he completely be able to light it up and capture that magic. I also see the floor being lower. Both of those scenarios, to me, are better for this organization. If Johnny comes in and plays well, that's great for this organization. If Johnny comes in and is a total flop, then at least in 2015, you know when you go into the 2016 draft where you're at that quarterback position.
Because I think you need to have enough of a sample size to be able to make that decision for the future. And he needs to be able to, you know, not just have a game here, a game there. You want to see how he does, you know, let's say if he starts this week against the Raiders. You know, he's 2 weeks of having all the first team reps. You know,
right.
How does he translate that into success when teams finally now really do have a legitimate book on him? You know, you want to get those questions answered, don't you?
I do. That's what I'm about. I'm about getting those questions answered and having this team continue to win and continue to progress towards the ultimate goal. And you know, it's interesting. You ask certain people, what is the goal of the Cleveland Browns in 2015 and beyond? Because I don't think the goal can be win as many games as possible in 2015. That, to me, is not what you want to do. I think you want to see this organization get to the point where they can win lots of games year in and year out. And the path to that is having a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, you've got to set the template right now of what kind of team you're going to be and what kind of quarterback you want to have. And you know, look, if you ask Mike Pettine, he's going to say, yeah, we want to win. We're all about winning. But I think if you look at it from a bigger lens, you're exactly right. I think you have to, you know, it's about the quarterback, right? You know, you got to get the quarterback situation figured out so you can backfill the rest of this roster.
And the other thing that is just popped into my mind is you read, you know, the Wall Street Journal, you listen to some of the things that Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine have said about building a team that minimizes the importance of the quarterback, right? Isn't that our philosophy?
Yeah.
So
sure.
If that is your philosophy and that's what you've built around it, you absolutely should be playing the young guy now that he's shown you he can win with what you've assembled around him.
I think if you think about the Browns like this, Nathan, you've got the veterans, obviously, the Thomases, the Dansbys, the Haydens, the Whitners. But just watching it on Sunday, and of course you've got the for my money the best view in the house on the sidelines. You're starting to see this emergence of young talent around. You know, you see the Benjamins, the Armonte Bryants, you know those types of Jamie Meter coming in and making and getting a sack, and I just think to go with it now, it's a good time. It's the right time to get Manziel in there. I just think so.
I agree. And I hope we find out soon, because I think the worst thing for this team would be if, you know, this drags out and there's the uncertainty and debate, because at some point, you know, and we'll talk about it with Matt when he's back tomorrow, that noise is going to factor in. You want to be focused. You're coming off of a win. You will have an opportunity to get your second win of the season. You want to be focused. I think this team needs that direction and needs to know whether I agree with the decision or not, whether it's Josh McCown or it's Johnny. I think this team needs to know, this organization needs to know, and they can be ready to focus on that and move forward. I think that'll be very, very important.
You know, I think you sit there and you say, okay, if you try to make the case for both quarterbacks, I think you have a stronger – I think you can make a stronger case with Johnny.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think if you're looking at for short-term and for long-term, I think Johnny's got a stronger case.
I totally agree. If you're only looking at who do you trust the most against the Raiders, from a coach's perspective, I could see them in their minds convincing themselves that that's Josh McCown. But let's not forget, he got hurt. He did nothing to lose the job. Let's go back to the San Francisco 49ers. A year, the season following one in which their starting quarterback, Alex Smith, okay, took them to the NFC Championship game. Took them to overtime in the NFC Championship game, and if it weren't for a special teams gaffe, probably would have gone to the Super Bowl. And if you go back to that season, they had a second-round pick from the year before who had played a little bit. He had come in and he'd done a little bit here or there. He had really what it was that he was doing was really kind of coming in and doing some read option stuff, etc. And that was it. And that was Colin Kaepernick. Do you know that in the last game Alex Smith played as a starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, it was week 8 against the Arizona Cardinals. Do you know what he did in that game, Dino? Do you remember this?
I do not, but I'm sure you do.
He set an NFL record for completion percentage. He went 18 of 19 for 232 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Wow.
In week 8 against the Arizona Cardinals, he got injured, and in week number 9, they went to Colin Kaepernick. They never looked back. They went to the Super Bowl that year. The next season, Alex Smith was playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. In his last game as a starting quarterback, he went 18 of 19 for 232 yards and 3 touchdowns. It was a Monday night game against the Arizona Cardinals and set an NFL record. And they decided to make that move to what they felt was their future in Colin Kaepernick, who took him to a Super Bowl and a subsequent NFC championship. That is chutzpah. That is guts. That is saying, we believe that the tide is turning. Yep. This guy is now ready. And this was once he was ready, he was going to be our guy. He's ready now. He's our guy. And I think, look, does Johnny need to clean up taking care of the football?
Of course he does.
Damn right he does. He needs to clean that up in a big way. But he showed that he is ready to win in the NFL. And so to me, that says give him the opportunity. It's not like Josh McCown went 18 of 19 for 232 yards, 3 touchdowns, and had taken the Browns to the AFC Championship the year before. At the time when Alex Smith got benched in half of a season there, he had thrown 13 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions on the season, and completed just about 75% of his passes. When you think about that and think about the context of that and what we're talking about here, it's just a totally different situation. And it's one where it seems so much easier to make that switch for me. I don't know if it will be for the coaches. And right now, the rumors that are out there, all signs, all point to Josh McCown. I get it. To me, it's time for Johnny. That's what it's time for. And I know you could say, well, we signed all these veterans. I don't know if that was the right move either. You did, but that's good because you built a team that you said was done to minimize the importance of the quarterback. And now here you have a guy who's 36-year-old that is not your future. It was supposed to be your bridge until Johnny was ready. Did he not show that he was ready, at least on some level, to be a competitive starting quarterback in the NFL? I think so. And so to me, that bridge, it's time to walk across it with Johnny Manziel. Because if it is true, and I haven't heard one person, I've asked this now to about 100 people, if Johnny was drafted this year and last year never happened and everything happened the same, it was Josh taking all the first team reps in camp, Johnny comes in week one, Johnny starts week two and has that start. Is there any question that you're not going with Johnny the rest of the year?
No.
No. So let's just throw that year out. It was a wasted year, and it's a shame. It's a shame that it was a wasted year because I think you're starting to see when he – all I said is I'm still not sure Johnny can play and be the answer. But I certainly think he has done enough to let us have give him the opportunity to find out. And once he got his off-the-field life together, what I said is now we'll actually have an opportunity to find out if this guy can play quarterback in the NFL. And I think with that win, it's time to go ahead and find out if Johnny can do it. The other thing I would say is this is a team that is in desperate need of playmakers offensively. Is it a coincidence that, you know, the big plays have all come from Johnny? 3 touchdown passes already over 50 yards from Johnny? That's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. And he does that because of his Josh McCown does not make that play at the end of that game. As I said yesterday, I think there are 5 quarterbacks in the NFL that make that play. You need somebody that can do that. And you're going to live with some of the ups, with some of the downs, some of the inconsistency. I think sometimes we are so focused on consistency, and consistency is good. But I would take glimpses of greatness with some head-scratching plays. I mean, otherwise, you'd make the case that you'd never play Brett Favre. You certainly would never have played a young Brett Favre. And I'm not saying Johnny's Brett Favre. Don't be silly. I want to find out if Johnny can play in the NFL. But I want to see if it happens, and I want to see it starting this Sunday against the Oakland Raiders. I'm not sure that we will, but that's what I want to see. Your thoughts, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, Zagura, Dina Talley, ESPN 850, WKNR.